accession number 19907, reel 3.
Colonel Dillon, reel 3. There were two or three bits of information from the evacuation of Burma that I think we've left out that you would like to add. First of all, I think about the AVG.
Well, it's just to say, really, what remarkably brave men they were. These were Americans who'd volunteer their services under Colonel Chanot, AVG, standing for American Volunteer Group. They were based at the airfield at Mingle Dome, near us, and they had absolutely no hesitation whatsoever in taking off and flying up to attack droves of Japanese bombers that were coming over to bomb Rangoon and to encourage the evacuation that caused panic generally. And they were very brave individuals. It was really rather sad in some ways because one would meet them from time to time and their numbers just gradually decreased and decreased. But why they should volunteer to come and fight for the British, I don't know, but it was a very gallant thing to do, and as far as I remember, it was they provided the only fighter air support because the other aircraft were Lenin bombers, as I was saying, my wife got out of Burma to India in.
Now, as far as the officers with the 2nd Gloucesters were concerned at Mingle Dome, were they all as experienced as yourself?
Were they what?
Were they all as experienced as you?
Oh, no, no. Well, not that I was particularly experienced at that stage, but I remember we had what we called the Unlucky 13. This consisted of some young men, young officers who'd been sent out from England. Their knowledge was extremely limited. They knew nobody in the battalion. Nobody in the battalion knew them. But what they didn't lack in was guts and courage, because they went into action almost within days of arriving, not knowing anybody, and they performed extremely well. Of the 13, the whole lot were either killed or wounded. I always remember them. Now, there was one fairly interesting chap we had. I think when I was animal transport officer, when we had something like 60 mules and about 12 or 15 what we called officers' charges, really, ponies, which was an excellent job because it meant you had to exercise every day with them. They were an excellent bunch of people who looked after these animals, and one of them was, I think his name was Private Poser. He had been his father had been a German, his mother English, and he'd escaped from Germany, joined the army, and was then posted to Rangoon in my platoon. And then he was killed by the Japanese. Rather a strange quirk of circumstances to be a German killed by the Japanese. Who else was there? It was one rather sad sight. I used to play rugger. I was standoff half, fly half, and my scrum half, I think his name was Virgo, as far as I remember. My memory's going a bit fat now. But I remember a terrible sight almost within minutes of our first battle at Tau Kyan. I saw a motorcycle, a Harley Davidson, I remember, one of the ones that we'd pinched from the Americans and the Chinese on their way from Rangoon along the Burma Road into China. And I saw this motorbike lying on the road with the wheel still spinning, and this unfortunate chap alongside. I'm afraid he was dead, but it was very grim, really, to think that a little while ago we were playing rugby together, and there he was.